You're listening to The Rod Ryan Show on 94.5 The Buzz.
Jessica, who's this guy on the phone?
This guy just called in. I think you and I are the only ones that know who he is. Do you want to explain him?
Is he the local guy that's got the most ridiculous lights ever locally?
League City, 80,000 lights.
Okay, hang on a second.
Whoa.
Hang on. I heard about this. I know he's done a couple of bits on TV yet. Hey, Michael, good morning.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
I want to say that a friend of yours sent me a link this morning, and he's like, okay, I heard you guys talking about these lights. Maybe Shane Schultz?
Yeah, he was. I had forwarded this to a bunch of my friends last night, and then I guess he forwarded it over to y'all.
He sure did. So, Shane, thank you for hooking us up. Now we got Michael on the phone. Here's Shane's email. Rod, my friend Michael has 80,000 lights synchronized to 9 different songs. There's about 400 hours of programming, 150 hours to set the display up. You can go to moss.com to see everything. I know you've gotten some hits on TV. Bro, tell me a little bit about this. Is this your first year doing this? Because you look like a pro. I can't imagine this. No, as a matter of fact, I know the answer to that question. I'm an idiot because I went to your website and I looked up the videos and they go back to 2010. So
that's correct.
Has it gotten bigger every year, I guess, is a legitimate question.
Yes, it has. It started with, I guess, around 20,000 lights as a static display. And then from there, I went to the store after Christmas sales and bought about 30,000 lights for about $300 at $1 a box. And then the next year after that, then it went to about 80,000 lights last year. And this year, I'm staying at 80,000 lights because I'm pretty much ran out of electricity to add anything else. But I change things up in the display, add new songs, try to make it different every year.
Wow. I mean, talk about new songs. This is one of his videos playing right now. 2013 videos, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, see, I like that.
He did that. Now he's got, let's take a listen to Curse of the Irish Queen. Let's see what this one sounds like. And again, this is the same situation. You guys have seen these before. What's cool about Michael is he's a local guy. He's in League City. And it's so well done. You got to talk a little bit about your background. Because, Jessica, you've got this up? Because I want people to see this immediately.
I do. I put it under Links and Guests, and I also posted it on Facebook.
Bro, you're going to get a ton of hits today. You're going to get a ton of I promise you that. I mean, I know that's not why you're doing it, but you're going to get a ton of hits today. This is Curse of the Ice Queen. What's your background? The first guy that did this years ago, I want to say, was like some kind of a concert light man or whatever, and he kind of already had the equipment. Tell me what it takes, and why'd you get involved with this?
Well, I started off just wanting to put more lights on my house, and I realized that just putting more lights on your house is not, I mean, for me, it's not going to cut it. So what I looked into automating it. I found this company called Lightorama. Their website's lightorama.com. That's where you can buy all the equipment to do this.
He's got the plugs.
Yeah.
My background is actually a computer background. I'm
okay.
A computer network admin by trade.
You got to be a smart computer guy to be able to put this stuff together and pull this off.
No, you don't. The majority of the people in this industry are not computer guys, they're not electricians, but it's just something that started. They've got a pretty good, I guess, how-to website and how-to videos on how to start up this stuff, and it just kind of snowballed from there.
Did you apply for that television show that they're doing now, like the Battle of the Christmas Lights or whatever?
No, but I got the invitation for it, and I turned it down because they wanted me to start setting up really early.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I set up in October 15th is when I start, but they were wanting me to do it ridiculously early before that. And I didn't want to do that.
All right, give me an idea as we let you go, because we're going to let a lot of people see these videos today. Again, you're going to get a million hits today. The electric bill. I mean, you started this when? I want to say late October?
Yeah, October 15th is when I started.
That's when you turned the display on?
No. That's when I started the setup. I actually finished setup the Friday the week before Thanksgiving week.
So what's going to be a bill? Give me an idea of your electric bill for the month of December.
Well, because my lights flash and they're not on at any given time, my bill is actually only about $80 more.
Oh,
$8,200 more.
You're
and
kidding me.
If you were to turn everything on all at once, I'd draw about 240 amps. And my bill would be close to $1,200.
And your neighbors, they're cool with it? Did you have to get permission from them, or they're just
well, my
like
display,
it?
If you look in the videos, my display actually goes into my neighbor's lawn.
Sure does.
But yeah, the neighbors around me, they're always looking to see what I'm going to do next year.
Good stuff.
But yeah, they're fine with it. They're okay with it. It's going to expand next year because my neighbors want to buy some equipment and actually get into it a little bit more.
That's cool.
Oh, there you go.
All right, listen, I got to let you go. Thank you so much for calling in. You know what? This is great. I mean, somebody's got the Christmas spirit. They're kind of doing this on their own. You're not charging people. I imagine there's got to be a wicked line of cars in front of your house every night. So we've got the address and everything up under Links and Guests. Bro, thanks for checking in with us, Michael.
No problem. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Michael Moss, local celebrity now around Christmas time.
Yeah.
It's worth it. If you've kind of been burned out on some of these homes with the synchronization with the songs, this is really good.
He uses different songs. He's not using that Fox song.
He's up there with everybody. All the pros, all the best ones that we've seen.
Yeah.
He's in that number for sure. Appreciate him calling in.
Thanks for checking out the podcast. And download as many as you like on the world-famous Rod Ryan Show page at thebuzz.com.